Democrats push stricter gun laws. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After an emotional hearing from relatives of shooting victims at a Buffalo, New York supermarket and a school in Uvalde, Texas.
Lexi Rubio was killed with 18 other students. Her mother, Kimberly Rubio, telling the House Oversight Committee.
Today, we stand for Lexi. And as her voice, we demand action.
House Democrats are advancing bills to raise the purchase age of semi-automatic rifles and limit ammunition capacity. Measures unlikely to advance in the Senate, where bipartisan negotiations on mental health and background check provisions are continuing.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Many Republicans, like Congressman Steve Scalise, say the Democrat focus is too narrow.
We don't put the focus on why. There's an immediate movement. Anytime something bad happens about taking away guns from people.
Tonight, the Democrat-led House committee that's been investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold a hearing that'll air on live TV, promising never-before-seen footage and information. Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol.
Leading Democrats like New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries insist this is not about firing up their base before November's midterms.
This is not a midterm issue. This is not a political issue. It's an issue about the integrity and sanctity of our democracy.
Most Republicans are dismissive.
We can expect a circus. The Democrats have been shameless.
That's Elise Stefanik. The congresswoman tells Fox the goal is to smear Trump supporters. Protesters were back outside Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home last night, angry over that leaked draft opinion appearing to show conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. They were there hours after a California man, Nicholas Roski, was arrested, charged with attempting to murder a judge. He was wearing all black, armed with a gun and a knife outside the house.
Roski called police saying he had suicidal thoughts and had traveled to kill Kavanaugh. During his court appearance, Roski said he was on medication and wasn't thinking clearly.
America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're waiting for more information from the U.S. military after a Marine Osprey aircraft crashed in California yesterday with five crew members on board. There are multiple reports at least four died. Days after Abbott Nutrition restarted baby formula production at a facility that was closed for months in Michigan after a recall, more shipments of formula are coming from overseas to alleviate an ongoing shortage that recall led to. It's been a nightmare for some parents.
One flight carrying infant formula from Australia is set to arrive in Pennsylvania today, with another from Germany scheduled to land in Fort Worth, Texas. An additional Australian shipment is due to arrive in California on Saturday. It's part of the Operation Fly Formula international campaign to ease formula shortages in the U.S. Over the next 3 weeks, the White House says more than 300,000 pounds of Kendamil infant formula will be shipped to the U.S. from London. The Biden administration says Operation Fly Formula has shipped the equivalent of 1.5 million bottles of Nestle infant formula and is sourcing flights for millions more from Australia and the U.K. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise back up. Futures are moving higher the day after a return to selling. The Dow dropped 269 points. The price of gas up more than a penny today to yet another record high. AAA's national average for regular is now $4.97 a gallon. In the NBA Finals.
Smart, four to shoot, take right in his face. And he banks it in. Marcus Smart from downtown. And Peyton can't believe it. The lead is up to nine.
It's courtesy ESPN. Smart scored 24 points, good for just third highest on the team. Jaylen Brown led with 27. Jason Tatum added 26. The Celtics knocked off the Golden State Warriors 116-100. Boston now leads the series 2-1. Steph Curry topped Golden State with 31 points.
That's Fox's Bob Mortale. Game 4 of the finals is tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.